Welcome, everybody, to the Open in Indiana podcast. On today's episode, we have owner of Organizing Remedies, Cindy Garlock, with us. How are you today, Cindy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Anytime. So, Cindy, you're a professional organizer, and it's been fascinating to hear what you have to say as we get to know each other's business more through networking. And I'm just curious, I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in organizing?
I actually got started a long time ago when I struggled with being organized. I was running late all the time. I was stressed all the time. I couldn't find my keys or my phone. And as I couldn't find those things, I was arriving late. I was stressed out and I felt very disheveled. So one day I decided enough is enough. I was very late for an important meeting and I felt horrible about it. And I said, today's the day. Enough is enough. So I started using resources, books, and podcasts and different things to learn how to get organized. And I found immediate relief with that just by doing not a lot. So I was really relieved with that. And then I helped a friend in Tucson who was really struggling. And I think you know that story as well. But helped her with her closet. And she said, you can do this for real. And I saw the relief on her face. And I thought, I know how much relief I got from it. And how much freedom to live a different life, and I was inspired to help others.
And so at that point, you created Organizing Remedies?
Correct. Within a few months of getting home, I was a pharmacist by trade, and so that's where my name of my company comes from, Organizing Remedies, and I'm the cure for your clutter.
And so what kind of impact can clutter have on someone's life?
There is so many different types of clutter. There's the physical clutter that you don't see anymore. There's emotional clutter when you say yes to many things that you don't have time for and you get stressed out. There's financial clutter when you have debt, social clutter. There's just so many different types of clutter. And it really affects people. They don't realize how much it affects them until we work together and the relief comes and the freedom comes. And they're less anxious, less depressed. They're more productive. So
what kind of areas are you able to help people address clutter in their life?
Well, what I do is I'm actually a residential organizer, which means I'm a home organizer. So I do closets and dens and offices and basements and storage units and that sort of thing. And I believe that all clutter is related. So when you start clearing up your office and you can find things easily and that relief starts to come in, And you're saving time by not looking for stuff, saving money by not having to call somebody and get another copy of something for legal reasons or whatever, then all of a sudden that's when the sanity comes.
And so with that, as you help people get clutter out of their lives, there's always a lot of things that people are willing to part with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been able to connect with some local organizations to make sure that those things aren't just going to waste, correct?
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that. I feel very strongly in my business about giving back to those who do not have. So whether it be different, like pet shelters that take blankets and different things like that that they can use, or pantries that take children's books. There's actually a place in Indianapolis called Support the Girls that takes gently used or new bras. There's just so many places to give that they can take specific things. And I like to give back to that when possible, even if it takes a little bit to resort. Once I get home and I'm in my garage, I resort so that I can make my way to one of the, you know, the different places that can really benefit the community.
And so you found a way to connect your business with those organizations that really have a need in the community.
There is such a need, even in the affluent areas. There is such a need. There are people that go without food and don't have children's books or clothes and that sort of thing. I actually reside in Westfield, and there's a pantry called Open Doors. I donate their clothes, toiletries, food, because sometimes people have food they just don't want. They bought 18 on sale at Costco or whatever, and the kids don't want to eat it. And they also have a place for children's books. So when I help moms that have kids with tons of books and they have children's books, kind of put them to the side and then I drop off when I'm in the area.
And so as we get into the holiday season here, you've put put together a couple of tips that you wanted to share for staying organized or keeping organized, right?
Right. I do have three tips that I would like to share with your audience. One of the tips, it's not really related, it's not physical clutter related, but it's mental clutter related. And it's figuring out what's most important for the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or a birthday. Figure out and actually ask family members what's important to you, what makes Christmas Christmas. And ask everybody in your family, and you might be surprised at the answers. The years and years that mom's run around and spent all sorts of money on something and all sorts of time, and nobody cares. So ask all your family members and then focus on those. You might save a lot of time and money, and I know you're going to save your sanity, for sure. And it's going to mean more to your family, which is what it's all about. The second suggestion or tip that I have is it's the perfect time to go through your stuff before Christmas or for birthdays, because it's a perfect time to reduce all the extra stuff that you have, because you know, especially with kids, that more stuff is coming in. So that's the perfect opportunity to maybe try and reduce some of those toys that the kids don't play with, and to also teach them about blessing somebody else, a kid that doesn't have a doll, or that sort of thing. It makes a huge difference. And you teach them that early on, and they really benefit later, and so does the community. And the biggest tip that I want to give you, or the last tip, is when you're thinking about gift giving, whether it's birthday, or Christmas, or Hanukkah, or whatever you would give a gift for, consider experiences versus stuff. There's a lot of buzz about that now, about maybe grandma gets the kids ice skating lessons or a ticket to a play or some pottery class or that she can do with grandma and grandpa or they can do with the parents or their friends or whatever, even movie tickets, just different things like that, that it can be an experience and you're not accumulating more stuff that you have to deal with later.
And so, Cindy, how would someone get in touch with you if they wanted to learn more about your tips or to hire you to help them declutter?
You can reach me at, my email is cindy@organizingremedies, it's a lot of words, I know, organizing, organizingremedies.com. My phone number is 317-442-2450. You can also find me on my website at organizingremedies.com. And I also have a Facebook page, organizingremedies.com, as well as Instagram, where I offer inspiration. Well, I usually offer organizational tips, inspiration, and I throw in a little bit of humor because being cluttered can be stressful and being overwhelmed can not have you have the best outlook for the day when you're overwhelmed and you're running late and that sort of thing. So we try and keep it positive, inspirational, and throw in a little fun along the way to help you get started or continue on your journey.
Wonderful. Well, Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And everyone listening, thank you for listening and catch our next episode soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. The Open in Indiana podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA, Open in Indiana. For more information or to listen to past episodes of the Open in Indiana podcast, visit www.openinindiana.com/smallbizindy. This podcast is produced as a free tool to help Hoosiers learn about the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. To learn about being a guest on the Open in Indiana podcast, send an email to ryan@openinindiana.com.